Hello, my name is Zaria. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, ma'am. I just have a one or two questions.
What are your questions, sir?
Okay. Right now, I am. I know I'm qualified for it. I'm 71 years old. I live in Gulf Shores, and I am legally blind. Okay, so transportation. I could. I don't know what kind of paperwork I'm going to have to fill out.
Mm-hmm.
And naturally, I'm going to have someone to drive me and someone to help me fill out the paperwork. Now, if they do it in your car or whatever it is, will they let that other person, you know, drive me in there?
Now, I'm sure that they can make accommodations for your disability, sir, but I'm unsure of how that will work.
Well, I'm not either, and I don't want to get up there and sit in line for 3 hours and find out, no, we can't do that.
But you do have someone that you trust to fill out your paperwork and everything like that for you?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Okay, hold just a second. Let me double-check something.
Okay, thank you.
I'm still here. Hold just a second.
Then thank you for your help.
Thank you.
All right, I'm still here. I'm just trying to give you some answers. Thank you for your patience. Just give me just a moment, please.
Well, I appreciate your help.
Okay, so have you contacted the health department that you're receiving that vaccine from yet?
Well, I tried talking to them, and they said, no, call your local health department.
Mm-hmm.
This is the local health department, isn't it?
No, sir, this is just...
It said Baldwin County, so...
So did you call the Baldwin County Health Department?
This is the number I called that they have on there.
So unfortunately, this is the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. This isn't like a health department. We're just
questions. That's what I'm calling about is the coronavirus.
I understand that, but you would have to contact the person you're receiving or the facility you're receiving the vaccine from. I don't think that would be an issue as long as you bring your identification, but you would just want to check with them to verify that. So you would have to contact, if you're in Baldwin County, I would suggest that you contact the Baldwin County Health Department and just ask them just to be on the safe side.
Okay. Well, like I said, I wasn't sure how they do that because I know if they got an 80-year-old person that can't walk, well, you know, somebody's got to drive them up there. So, I'll try either that or I'll contact my local doctor and make her do the work. So,
Okay, but you might want to do that as soon as you get off the phone with me, because those health departments do close at 5 p.m., okay?
That'll be fine, and I appreciate your time and your help.
All right, I hope I've been able to help. If you have need any additional information, you may visit the following websites, adph.org or cdc.gov. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.